Chapter 7.3 Section Summary.
At the beginning of the war, Britain seemed to have a huge advantage over the colonies. The British had more money and a more powerful navy than the Patriots. However, the Patriot forces had the support of most of the colonists. Also, Patriot soldiers were fighting for a cause they deeply believed in. Many British soldiers were not very interested in whether they won or lost the war. Some were even mercenaries, or soldiers hired from countries other than Britain. General George Washington's first job as commander of the Continental Army was to recruit soldiers to fight in the Revolution. Many of these soldiers were teenagers. During the first months of the war, some African Americans fought in local militias. General Washington at first did not allow African Americans to serve in the Continental Army. He changed his mind after the British issued Lord Dunmore's proclamation. This announcement promised to give African American slaves their freedom if they fought for the British. The British also tried to get American Indians to support them in the war. One of their most important supporters was Mohawk leader Thayendanegea, or Joseph Brant. The Patriots tried to persuade American Indians not to take anyone's side in the war. Although American Indians fought on both sides, the British had more American Indian supporters than the Patriots. Colonial women also helped the Patriot war effort by running farms and businesses and by caring for families while men were away fighting. Other women worked in army camps where they helped soldiers with cooking, sewing, and cleaning. A few women dressed as men and fought in the war. In 1775, Patriot soldiers tried to take control of Montreal and Quebec, two major cities in Canada. The Patriots succeeded in taking control of Montreal. In Quebec, however, British troops quickly defeated the Patriots. Farther south, British forces attacked New York City in the summer of 1776. After many weeks of battle, Patriot forces were defeated.